Okay, good evening, everyone. Shavua Tov. We're back giving the shiur in Baruch Hashem, the Beis Medrash. Even though it's a little harder to hear in the recording, but still, it's very geshmak and very, very nice to be giving shiur in a lively Beis Medrash where there's a loud Kol Torah. So, anyway, as we continue in Sefer Dvarim. Continue in the Zman of El. This week is Parshas Kisavo. And there's a couple ideas that I think they're very, very, very yesodistic and very, very fundamental. Several messages that we can take away from this. So let's get started. So primarily, Parshat Kisavo consists of the brachos and klalos, like a lot of the blessings that if they listen to them, they listen to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they keep the mitzvahs, they get all these brachos, but if not, they'll end up getting all these klalos and curses. So earlier on in Sefer Devarim and Parshas Re'eh, we mentioned that the brachos and klalos, the brachos were on Har Grizim, klalos were on Har Eval, but now it's actually happening. Right, the Pesukim tell us that some of the Shvatim stood in Har Grizim, some of the Shvatim stood in Har Eval, and that's in the Shomron. Har Grizim is what we know is now the Yeshua of Har Bracha, and Shevet Levi stood in the middle in the valley between the two mountains, which was Shechem, which is nowadays the city of Shechem. So I wanted to focus on one. I want to get started focusing on some of these brachos and klalos. Some of the brachos included. That you're going to have peace. You're going to have a lot of tranquility. You'll be fruitful. You have a lot of offspring. You'll have a lot of produce. So shalom, nachas, and peros. And the klalos, the curses. The big curses were if they weren't acting properly, they weren't being a kind of mitzvah and serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that they would be thrown into exile, into galus, misa, and of course the korban could be destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which we already experienced twice. So regarding those curses, that is primarily because of the sin of that which the pasuk describes in Perek Chavches, pasuk Mem Zayin. The pasuk says, "Tachas Asher Alu Avadeta Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav Merov Kol." So, so the Torah says these curses are coming. Why? Because you didn't serve Hashem your God with simcha and happiness from your heart when everything was unlimited and abundant. So the question begs this is the obvious question is that I don't understand. We have to get such a punishment when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is cursing us for not serving Him b'simcha. What do we do? What exactly are we doing so? Is that really so bad? No one's going off the derech. Everyone's still being mekayim the mitzvos. Everyone's still learning. Everyone's still following the derech haTorah. Okay, so they're not doing it with a smile on their face. So they're not enjoying it. So who cares? Was that really that bad to incur such a severe and brutal punishment? So the Altar of Kelm, right? Rav Shmuel Chazisel Ziv Mikelm, we've quoted him last week. He also explains that the pshat is that it's very, very serious. Why? Because he says that avodas Hashem without simcha, person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu and isn't enjoying it without happiness. That itself is inherently causing him to start to leave the path of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the path of the Torah. And a lack of simcha in your learning, lack of simcha in your avodas Hashem, it can be very, very detrimental, right? People always like to say in life that when you want to get a job, people always say you should always try to find. Number one thing is right. People work in order to put to put bread on the table. People need a parnas. But people don't recommend doing a job that you don't enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, okay, you'll end up working, but it won't have a long lasting impact. You won't last at that particular profession for a very, very, very long time. So too by here also, if a person, that's exactly the issue, if a person isn't really enjoying the Avodas Hashem, a person really isn't serving Kosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, he's going to slowly veer off the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he'll lose that excitement, he'll lose that energy and that intellectual stimulation for serving Kosh Baruch Hu every day. And that's exactly what happened also. We know that we lost that simcha in the Avodas Hashem and in the Torah, and that's why both Batei Mikdash were destroyed. We lost that we lost the simcha and the ava regarding the bedadim lechavero. We also lost that simcha of Hashem and not having proper kavod Torah. And we clearly see how the curses and the punishments were fulfilled based on us not having the proper mindset and having the proper attitude towards serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just to deepen this a little bit, I mean, okay, we're emphasizing a lot on Simcha and Ava, but Rav Aryeh Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who had this discussive meeting, Rav Aryeh Finkel grew up, he was Yerushalmi, he was the Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and towards the end of his life he became the Roshiva when the Mir expanded to Kiryat Sefer, Modin Elit, Yeshiva Samir Brachfeld. He was the Roshiva, as one of the Gedolei Ador, and I had the discussive meeting him once, the only time when he was ever in America in his life, towards the end of his life. I think he was over 90, and he never really left Eretz Yisrael until that, but he came to America for like 3-4 days, and I remember it was a truly, truly, truly meaningful experience meeting him. But he asks, anyways, he says that, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to, you know, be so, so besimcha, 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 we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besimcha, do all these things, but mitzad sheni, we know there's so many yisodos that we've spoken about many, many times about Yiras Shamayim, and Yiras Chet, and Yiras HaRomimus. How could it be that a person is all, you know, right, where we always say Shavis Hashem Negdi Sam, a person has to always, you know, be fearing Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is always watching him, so a person always has to think twice before he does anything. But mitzad sheni, a person always has to be besimcha. A person always, how exactly could it be? It's almost like like a steerer, right? Right, David HaMelech says Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tamid, a person should always be afraid, a person should always be nervous. And then, right, we always feel like, you know, mitzvah gedol, some gelios, but simcha tamid, vaygelol lefachik klal. How do we balance the proper? Aren't these two things contradictory feelings? To be happy and to always be in constant fear. So, how can we explain this? Rav Aryeh Finkel explains as follows. He says that the truth is, it starts with Yiras Hashem. It starts with fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that gives us the reason of, As to why do we need to be besimcha, right? When we have Yiras Hashem, right, we begin to understand that when we have certain opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are golden opportunities. We're constantly fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we're understanding what Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, fearing Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't always just mean being afraid. It's not just Yiras Hachet, it's also Yiras HaRomimus, understanding what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. And also, that leads us to understand, wow, sometimes we have certain opportunities. Wow, this is an opportunity of Avodas Hashem. You know, this is something that's very, very special. This is a very, very unique opportunity, and that unique opportunity is supposed to bring joy out of us. You know, A, that we have this opportunity, and B, we want to do this opportunity while we are besimcha. We want to do the job besimcha because it's such a great opportunity. And this is such a yisod again, right? Again, there's the year, the Yiras Hashem. You know, it helps us. When we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it helps us stand the derech. You know, it helps us stand the path to understand that, right? If we're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's path, we clearly see in this week's parsha what types of curses are installed for us. But you always need to be besimcha, because if you realize, though, you know, if we are staying on the right path, we are doing the right things, we have to understand, wow, we have certain opportunities here. There's certain fire in Olam Haba that's waiting for us is going to be truly amazing, and if we really understand, you know, the schar, we understand, you know, what does it really mean to the opportunity we have to be an Eved Hashem, that should automatically bring us besimcha. So it's really not a steer, it's really open. ultimately that the year is supposed to put us in a mindset of the opportunities that we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, and that's exactly what will ultimately, you know, bring us to get the klal, or the brachos and not the klalos, which is why again the Torah is putting such an emphasis on again the reason why you'll be cursed is because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, and the reason and the reasons why you'll be blessed is because you did not only did you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way of simcha. So Ad Kan idea number one. Idea number two, a different klal. A little earlier on in Chamishi, Perakov Zion, all the way at the end of Perakov Zion, Pasuk Chavav. One of the curses says as follows. The pasuk says, "Arasha lo yakim es divrei Torah hazos lasososav v'amar kol ha'am amen." Right, so it's one of the curses that what, right? Curse someone who doesn't uphold the words of the Torah in order to do them, and everyone responded amen to that curse. So we're speaking about what exactly do we mean? We're saying someone who didn't uphold the Torah, someone who didn't do, like, what exactly didn't they do? What parts of the Torah didn't they do, or did they do it, or did they not do it in the correct way? So what exactly is pshat here? So Rashi on the spot says as follows. Rashi writes, "Asher lo yakim, kan kolelus kol Torah kula." It's coming to include kol Torah kula, all the mitzvahs. Ki v'kiblu leim be'elu v'shvua. Right, according to the Gemara in Sota, on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara in Shvuas, on Beth Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. That the pshat is that we took an oath at Sinai. We took an oath. We told HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai that Nasav Nishma, we're gonna do, and we're gonna listen, and we're gonna uphold the entire Torah. And if we're violating that, we're violating our agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those people for sure deserve to be cursed. So that's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat, the Ramban al HaTorah explains that this curse isn't really the people that are going to be subject to receiving these curses aren't because they're actively being over averos, right? They're, let's say, they're eating treif, or they're committing other inappropriate averos, or participating in illicit activities. But rather, it's more of a mindset. Someone who's kofar any part of the Torah just goes against it, even has the mindset and just disagrees and goes against the Torah. Those are the people that are not holding up the Torah. Those are the people that are not being making the Torah, and those people deserve to have those curses. Just to deepen a little bit, the Ramban later on there Al HaTorah quotes Yerushalmi and Sota in Perek Zion, and one of the Mishnayos and Yerushalmi and Sota, I think Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalit. And the Mishnah there describes, that the Ramban learns out from the Mishnah that the truth is this Isra, he wants to know really who does this Isra apply to, right? Again, you have those people that aren't keeping the Kol Torah Kula according to Rashi, the people according to the Ramban earlier that are just the people that are being kofar bakol. But the Ramban learns from this Yerushalmi and Sota that it could even be tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim and mashpim and gedolim and tzaddikim that could very well be that could very well not be holding up the Torah and also be subject to these curses. Why? Because it holds that the pshat is that there's a certain isser for someone who can be machzik Torah and have influence on others and doesn't. Right? Meaning that he's saying that this curse could apply. This curse applies to anyone who has the ability to have a hashpa on others. In order to influence them, in order that they should have proper kavanah Torah. But this mashpia, this tzaddik, this gadol, this talmid chacham just doesn't care. And it's especially shaykh for certain people that are up there. Certain great people. People who have real power, and people who have real authority, and who have the ability to have ashpa and to on people and the way they act. So, which again, it's a chiddush that even someone who really studies, someone who's steigen in the Beis Medrash day and night, the big Talmid Chacham, and he himself is a shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he keeps Kol Torah Kula. But he's not. But if someone was not concerned about others, how are they holding up the Torah? Is according to this mahalach is just as guilty. And this is the yisod again for Rabbanim and Mashpiyim again that they also need they're also subject to this and it's almost like it's a chiyav on every single person to do as much as they can, you know, according to their strengths and according to their abilities to hold up the Torah and to uphold the words of the Torah. Speaking on this idea of you know, again, not in the classic way of being machzik Torah, the Chofetz Chaim on this pasuk. Always would like to say again that this din is not only shaykh just to people that are learning Torah, even the tumchei Torah, supporters of Torah, right? And anyone who's supporting learning, anyone who's supporting institutions, this is the chiyuv also. Meaning that every single person needs to chip in on their part in order to uphold the words of the Torah. Again, depending on who you are, that can mean many different things. If you're a lomei Torah, your job is to learn as much Torah as you can. Can't uphold the words of the Torah. If you're a Marbitz Torah, your job is to represent the Torah and to teach the Torah in the best way you can in order to uphold the words of the Torah. If you're a Tomich Torah, your job is to support in any way you can in order to uphold the words of the Torah in order to make sure that Yadis continues, which is very, very, very important. So I've kind of again, and this is another yisod. Again, Avodas Hashem about again everyone trying to chip in and do their part as much as they can in order, by showing proper Kavodat Torah and doing everything they can to uphold the words of the Torah. So I've kind of idea number two. Idea number three, and with this we finish. The pasuk says in Chavches Zayin, in the beginning of Shishi. The pasuk says, "Yiten Hashem es oivecha kamem alecha nigafim lefanecha bederech echad yitzu alecha v'shavad drachim yenusa lefanecha." Part of one of these brachos in which Bnei Israel is going to get if they fulfill the mitzvahs and they're making the mitzvah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is that Hashem is going to cause the Bnei Israel's enemies, who've been trying to attack us to sort of run away, scatter in seven different directions. So what's pshat in the multiple directions? So says Rashi over there, Pasuk Zayin, Uvashiva Drachim Yanus Lefanecha, says Rashi, Kein Derech Hanivhom Levrach Mispasum Lechol Tzad. This is the way in which it's normal for people who are afraid, people who have a panic attack. They just suddenly run. You can't really think, you don't use your just a natural instincts. Like even if you're like in the army and you have specific orders to run to a specific way, at a certain point the mentally and emotionally you're supercharged up from fear. The fear ultimately takes control of you. And causes you to lose control, and the Balaturim even adds that that's the pshat why it's connected to the next pasuk in pasuk Ches, where it says Yitzav Hashem Itcha Es Habracha BeAsamecho B'Chol Mishlach Edecha B'Racha Baratz Asher Hashem Lekecha Nosin Loch, regarding all the storehouses that part of the bracha is that all Bnei Israel's enemies are gonna run and they're gonna flee in fear. They're not even gonna have any time to take any of their possessions. They're going to leave all their possessions for Klal Yisrael. And again, it's not super direct, but I think we can just deepen this for ourselves and establish a yisod of trying to figure out how are we supposed to be serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we clearly see this idea of pachad and this idea of fear is not good. A person who has real fear, a person who's nervous, a person who's concerned about his surroundings, he's not able to think, he's not able to focus, he's not able to live. He just loses control of himself and he's sort of just scattered. He's not focused. And there's a tremendous chash that person is constantly concerned. Again, and he's just going to run away. He's not going to be able to stay on the proper path. As opposed to a person who tries to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's relaxed, he's serving him with tranquility and not binachas. That's a person that can consistently grow, and that's a person that can remain on the proper derech in a a consistent fashion. So these were several ideas in which we spoke about today in the Parsha Kisavo regarding different aspects of what does it really take to be Neved Hashem? How is a person supposed to practice Avodas Hashem? So we spoke about, again, the first idea about the Avodas Hashem. It's critical, it's essential that a person needs to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How? Bisimcha. Right? Because the Simcha itself, it's not a bonus. Rather, it's an essential point of part of the Avodas Hashem. That without the Simcha, the Avodas Hashem is eventually going to dry out and expire. We spoke about the second idea of about Avodas Hashem, understanding what your role is, you know, understanding how exactly you can be Machzik Torah, how exactly can you uphold the words of the Torah. Again, it's not everyone needs to focus on what their role is and chip in as much as they can according to their strengths and abilities and kelim. And the third idea is, again, though also another way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is without fear. Right, again, there's Yirah Shamayim, but not in a way of being scared. Just fear, right? We understand our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but again, if a person gets too scared and too nervous and too concerned, he sort of loses control over himself, and then it can never be successful. He loses control and he's unable to focus. Rather, a person to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu benachas and b'shalva. And these were the yisodos, and we be zilchet to take these yisodos as we continue to pound through this man of El as we get closer and closer to Kodesh Baruch. May we use the tzitzis to work on ourselves to become better over the Hashem, so we can, as we approach, as we said, right, the Hamelech Basadeh, the king is in the field, and then we're getting closer and closer to the Yom Noran, which the Shari Shamayim are going to be open, and we want to be able to stand before our Kodesh Baruch Hu and be able to say that, you know what. Look at us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are proper of the Hashem. Halavai Shenizke. Yashakoach, everyone, and have a wonderful day.